This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Got a great show for you today. Got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about some interesting stuff today. You know, I woke up this morning. It was good. I woke up this morning and it was interesting because I have a tendency of trying to work on not doing this, but I think many of us do this. We get up in the morning, we start looking at social media, and we start checking out what happened the night before. What did we miss? What are some of the things that we missed the night before? And it's interesting because, well, I'm telling you, it's... You know, I find that Facebook debates are really a microcosm of our world. Okay, so I don't know. Some of you might not be on Facebook. I think some of you are. Anybody that knows about the show knows that we are actually, we always do a Facebook live feed during the live USA Network show. We do a live feed during the USA Network show. And so if you are on Facebook, if you want to find me, you can find me. I am here on here. So it's interesting because I was looking at it, and one of the biggest, I think, dividers that we have right now is obviously how we feel about COVID, how we feel about spreading the germs, how we feel about wearing masks, how we feel about not wearing masks, and the list goes on, right? And so it's like, it's interesting how a lot of us have ideas and thoughts and theories about things. Some of our ideas are the same as other people's ideas. Others are not the same. Some of us feel as though our concept is better than the other concept. Some of us feel as though our idea is better than other people's ideas. And I feel that a lot of times we feel as though if we just provide the right information, if we just provide a needed piece of information, if we just provide a factual piece, it'll change the minds of other people. And maybe they'll wake up to what we know as our truth. You know, I found that throughout life, even before Facebook and social media ever existed, we have our opinions. We believe in our opinions. We want other people to believe in our opinions. We want other people to see our reality. And it's interesting the lengths that we'll go to fulfill that. Now, I found, though, throughout the work that I've been doing, I found that, quite honestly, most people will not change their idea. They will not change what they believe in, and they won't even acknowledge the fact that whatever you're saying may have some credence. Because think about it. It takes somebody with real, actual concept of perspective to actually take into consideration what you're trying to present. And I've realized that, you know, the truth and reality has always been in that gray area, right? It's not in the black and white, it's in the gray. So it's like somewhere in the middle is the truth with whatever we're dealing with for any single situation known to man. I've realized that, you know, when you hear a story, somebody tells you something horrible about somebody, you know that there's something in the middle there. There's something that's being left out. Is it all bad? Probably not. Is it all good? Probably not. You know, when you're listening to two people talk about something that happened separately, and then you try to piece together what really happened, always very interesting stuff. Always very interesting, right? Because it's like, well, what really did happen? What really did happen? And you kind of piece it together, and I've become kind of like a sleuthy type person where I can kind of piece together what I can get this piece and that morsel and this piece and that piece. And then I start thinking and figuring out a little bit in the gray area of reality. And what I've realized, though, is that when we're dealing with anything, especially nowadays, especially political, especially COVID, especially all this stuff, we realize that people have extremes. And I realized recently that these extremes have taken over Facebook as well. And I've realized that a lot of people must not be getting much sleep at night because actually, you know, when you look at the timestamps on some of this stuff, I don't think a lot of these people sleep at all. And it's like, at what point in time do we stop doing this? At what point in time do we realize that, yes, indeed, I might have a theory. I might have some ideas that I think are relevant. But at what point do we accept a friendly debate? At what point do we accept a friendly debate? At what point do we feel, honestly, that our perspective could help somebody? Do we really think about the fact that we're wanting them to gain knowledge? Or are we fighting to be heard? Do you want somebody to see your point of view? If you want somebody to see your point of view, are you willing to show them respect by listening to their point of view? Okay? Because, see, that's the thing. What I found is that everybody wants you to hear their point of view, but they don't want to give respect to the other person. And then you have to ask yourself, because of this, and because of all the noise, and because of all the information, and because of all the misinformation, how is my information going to, like, you know, pivot to the top and get this person to change their inherent perspective? I find it interesting because we have various degrees of folks out there on Facebook and social media for that matter. Twitter's more of I'm going to yell out in general and then people might actually like me or not like me, right? It's like I'm going to get angry about something. I'm going to get really angry and pissy and I'm going to put it out there on Twitter and I'm going to see who agrees with me and who disagrees with me, right? I mean, that's really what it is. You know, people will laugh at you. People will retweet. People will make snide comments. Facebook is more of an interaction, and then we get other people interacted, right? So we have groups of people, groups of angry mobs conversating and arguing. And so I recently came across something that was posted yesterday, came across it this morning, and that is really, I mean, this is kind of the vector of the reason why we're having this discussion. And it was posted, I'm not going to name names, but it was posted by a gentleman that happens to be a friend of mine on Facebook. And it was interesting because he was talking about how, and we're friends on Facebook, we don't know each other personally, you know how that is. You got Facebook friends, you got Facebook friends who you know personally, and then, you know, whatever else. And you got people that you really don't know, but you just accepted it. And some of you out there, come on, let's get over it. You wanted more friends, so you accepted all kinds of people, which is great. We want to learn from other people, but we need to put it in perspective. And so this guy is talking about how if you fear leaving home, you cannot afford to, and you can afford to stay home, right? By all means, stay home. Talks about, you know, how you can get delivery service and you can do this, but the majority of Americans cannot support their families by doing this. And, you know, goes back to some data, talks about, you know, the mental health issue that we're dealing with in our society. We've been dealing with it forever, but with COVID, we're really dealing with it. We talked about the suicide rate, talking about the crime, all that kind of stuff. And now he's basically saying, hey, if you want the lockdown, continue to do the lockdown on your own for everybody else that needs to work and wants to do their own thing. You should be able to do your own thing. Well, this comment received 771 comments back, okay? You got happy faces, you got smiley faces, you got heart faces, you got angry faces, you got all kinds of stuff going on in here. And it's interesting because to me, I see it as literally a dichotomy of our society today. You have people that literally look at this guy's comment, and this is a great comment. I agree with you. I'm behind you 100%. You got people that literally say that the man has literally lost it. You've lost your mind. And it's interesting when that happens, too, is that, you know, people start pushing this agenda of how this person is completely whacked. And they go through all this process, not arguing the facts or not arguing what he's really saying, but really kind of trying to find fault within him to discredit his character, right? Because that's what we do in this society. That's what people do, is that instead of arguing the actual argument, the quickest way to cut someone down is to make fun of them or judge their character. Okay, so if we can villainize somebody, right, if I can villainize somebody very quickly, I can eliminate that person straight up. And I think we've seen that on social media across the board. I think we've seen that in presidential elections. I think we've seen that in Senate elections. I think we've seen that on a lot of things, right? I mean, we've even seen that in local school board elections. I mean, come on. And I mean, come on. If you can villainize somebody and make them the bad guy really quick and have other people, you know, see them as a bad guy, then you've discredited this person no matter how smart they are, no matter what genius level they are. And they might not be a genius at all, but no matter what they bring to the table, we villainize it. We've shut it down. It's over. Okay, so a whole group of people will look at this person like they're crazy, patsy, whatever else. But you'll have some people that still follow this person. Then you have the folks that regurgitate whatever they've been told, which I always find is very interesting, the regurgitation process, right? We're going to regurgitate what got it from. And those are the people that I find quite scary. Because I feel that if you have the ability to make up your own decision based on reasoning, okay, that's a big one, logic, that's a good one too, knowledge, And investigating knowledge, right? So it's not like I just went to one piece. I didn't go to Facebook to get my news today, okay? I didn't go to Twitter to get my news today. I didn't go to Fox to get my news today. I didn't go to CNN to get my news. Okay, we got to get smarter, guys, okay? Because I don't really know where you're finding the news at, okay? I can't sit there and tell you. I cannot really endorse one group right now. I'm still looking, and I'm waiting. I mean, if you want to come with me with an endorsement for the news, I'll look at it, and if I feel like endorsing it, I will. But what I found is that a lot of times we're telling people's perspective, okay? We're telling people's perspective because we don't have all the knowledge. We don't have all the facts. In order to tell the truth and to tell something that would be considered news, it would have to be the complete truth, the factual truth, based on knowledge and information completely compiled by multiple situations, having that documentation and being able to present that to the public. Now, we don't have that right now. And so what we have is a lot of people making a lot of snap decisions. We have a lot of people making their choices based on emotion. Okay? Emotion is a big thing right now, right? Emotion. I feel overwhelmed. I feel stressed out. I feel angry. I'm mad. I'm mad at the system. I'm mad at the people running it. You know, they're the reason why this is happening. Okay, let's step back because emotion's really never gotten us in a good situation. I don't remember the last time that I made a decision based on emotion that really worked for me. Okay, I don't know about you. I think that you'd have to agree with me. When was the last time that you had massive amount of emotion that you made a good decision? Never? I would say never. Mm-mm. Because any time that I've had a lot of emotion around something, I had like this fog brain, right? The brain of the fog where you like, you literally can't see the truth, right? You can't see the truth. Like the anger gets in the way. The emotion gets in the way. The stress gets in the way. And one of the things that I've realized, and I've talked with a lot of folks here, you know, I work with a lot of folks in my coaching. And one of the things that I've heard from folks is they say, you know what? I get on Facebook and I want to tell people how I feel and I'm arguing something. And what happens here, right, is that you type something out to argue or to comment. You sit with it for a second. I mean, if you're logical about it, you'll sit there for a second, right? You won't just push send. And then you go, you do it. And then you think about it and then you probably delete it. Come back, write it again. Oh, wait. Delete it. Oh, wait, misspelled something. Okay. And then by then, you already have all these other people that have already, you know, continued the conversation. So where do you start now? And some of you just jump in head first. You want the debate. I mean, I'm seeing some people that really want the debate. It's showing me that COVID is keeping y'all inside. Many of you are like just wanting to have a fight. Okay. And I get it. I mean, road rage is road rage. Facebook rage is very real. It's a lot like road rage, except for you don't have a knife and you're not in person, right? So it's like, it really is that. But I think just like road rage, how bad does it feel on the back end? You know, how bad does it feel? And how empty is the victory? I mean, I think that the victory is pretty empty. I mean, it's an empty victory. What do we get, okay? Maybe the other person decides to just be quiet. You win. It's over. Or maybe you get in a match of labeling each other as various different things. So when we return, I'm going to be talking about that because in the same structure of this comment that went out yesterday, and I told you there were 771 comments, so there's one person's thing, now we start getting people yelling back and forth, calling each other's names, stupid, all this stuff's going on all in the middle of it. So we have like a whole nother branch of people that are fighting each other, not about the issue anymore, now they're taking it personal. And I think we see this all the time on the news, guys. We see this all the time in our society. We see this with the people we know. So stay tuned. Later on the hour, Dan Nelson, our resident genealogist and historian, will be joining us. We'll be talking more about Facebook rage and how it doesn't help you. Live Your True Life Perspectives. Your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 days. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with the life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. you can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
ArtForYourCause.com supports artists. There's no cost to join Art For Your Cause, and artists receive an individual artist profile, an online art sales gallery with your artist statement, a link to your website, your original work, your art prints, as well as art printed on awesome products. You retain the copyright and you get paid. ArtForYourCause.com donates 10% of each buyer's purchase to their nonprofit of their choice in the checkout, where there's over 1 million nonprofits to select from. Go ahead and check out ArtForYourCause.com.
Are you looking for or interested in artwork for your home or office? Are you interested in purchasing artwork? Even seeing behind the scenes of the art-making process? Supporting the artist in their journey? Even finding out information like what makes an artist collectible? And to get the artist's perspective, go to artforyourcause.com/AP. That's artforyourcause.com/AP. And become an art lover member today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Wow, we're talking about Facebook rage today and how Facebook rage is literally a microcosm of our society. It's really what our society has become. Okay, you have the groups of people that are speaking their truth. You have the groups of people that want other people to know their truth. You have the argumentations. You have the fights breaking out, right? You have the fights breaking out, not even talking about the issue. Okay, the issue's 5 blocks away, and there's no talk about the issue. We're not talking about any issue anymore. Now we're just calling each other names. And then you got the other people telling those people to stop and to get off the thread and to leave this alone. And then you got other people egging it on. You know, it's like back in school when somebody started a fight. You're like, yeah, fight, 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 fight. And then you have other people going, y'all need to stop that. Okay? That's what this has become. And it's interesting. I was looking up in the Urban Dictionary. Facebook rage is a feeling of intense or growing anger brought on by other Facebook users, comments, or posts. Such behavior might include sarcasm, verbal insults, name-calling, making threats, your mama insults. It can lead to excessive Googling and search of supporting facts, incorrect quotations, screaming at one's computer, throwing your phone out the window, high blood pressure, twitching eyes, and insomnia. Okay, they give you an example. Why does Jesse look so bad this morning? Because of Facebook rage. We have to look at Facebook rage as a real thing. And that's the thing, is that it's interesting. Now, you know, going back to this post that I saw this morning, it was interesting because I read through the post multiple times, and nowhere in the initial post did it say that the person was never going to wear a mask. Nowhere in the post did the word mask show up. Okay, so I look through it. I mean, I'm doing fact checks here, okay? And it was interesting how, like, 30 people broke out in an argument about the face mask and arguing with the author of this comment about how they are insensitive and a horrible person because they're not going to wear a mask. Now, I looked at the post. There was nothing about a mask. The person said they were never not going to wear a mask. There was no word of mask or wearing face anything. Nothing. So where do we get this? This is where I feel like our news is, right? It's like a red herring. It deflects us from the reality. Somebody says something, and then the news reports XYZ. And then we get on this freaking other tangent all the way down over here, right? And so they're arguing this tangent, but we're really not arguing anything that had to do with anything. Then you got folks that actually, you know, read it. There, the few and far between really read the post multiple times. See, that's the thing, is that few and far between read the post. They got an idea of it, just like most people get an idea of something. They read two lines and they move on. I think it's just horrible how our society has become so, I think it's really environmental ADD. I think it's environmental attention deficit disorder. I think it's environmental and electronic. Okay? I think that electronics, phones, aka phones, computers, pads, all that stuff has created this world of everybody reads a little bit and thinks they got it. They don't. You didn't get anything. I mean, the worst thing about texting nowadays is if you ask more than one question in a text, you're not going to get an answer. They're not going to read it. You get, well, the last thing you put in the text is the only thing that's going to be responded to. So you can sit there and say, hey, by the way, so-and-so's funeral's tomorrow. It's going to be at XYZ time. Oh, I'm eating a casserole right now. And, did you buy any face mask online? Oh, yeah, I got some at Etsy. That's all you get back. Nothing about the funeral. Nothing about what you ate, but you got some at Etsy. And you're thinking and assuming that you didn't get the food at Etsy. You're thinking that they must have gotten the face mask because there's no clarity. And it's interesting how our society has become that way. And then it's interesting how some people decided that it's better for them to just fight every single person on the planet. Okay? I also think the interesting part is about these trolls, too, that I don't think they sleep at night. I think there's certain people that just don't sleep at night. We're going to talk about them, too, because it's like, where are your priorities? Okay, so when we come back, we'll be talking more about that. But the biggest deal is we're going to put this in perspective. I'm going to give you some help, tips, and tricks for letting this go and getting back your peace of mind. Yeah, peace of mind. That's what we're talking about. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back again. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598, and begin to learn your history.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an upcoming Fox News Sunday interview, President Donald Trump showed some support for facial coverings to help stop the spread of coronavirus.
I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears. Hey, Dr. Fauci said don't wear a mask. Our Surgeon General, terrific guy, said don't wear a mask. Everybody was saying don't wear a mask. All of a sudden, everybody's got to wear a mask. And as you know, masks cause problems too. With that being said, I'm a believer in masks. I think masks are good.
Breathtaking numbers around the world are a reminder that a return to normal life is still far from sight. Coronavirus confirmed cases worldwide have now topped 14 million and deaths have surpassed 600,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. The World Health Organization reported a single-day record of new infections at over 237,000. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about how Facebook rage and the Facebook arguments and debates are literally just a microcosm of what we got going on in our society today about every single level of every single thing. You have people that start the argument, you got people that stir the pot. You got people that try to add their facts in, you got people that want to change people. You got people that don't want to listen to other people. You got people that are like, I'm not going to listen to you, but I'm going to post all this stuff. We got little arguments and fights breaking out, right? Fights breaking out about other things. Fights breaking out about things that are personal. People changing it. People like fighting with each other, calling people names. You got all that stuff going on one post on Facebook. And, you know, I was recently watching this post, and if you're just tuning into the show, I was recently going to post this morning, woke up this morning. Yeah, you know what? Don't do that. Okay? Do as I say, not as I do. No, seriously, I'm really working on this to not do that. I've been trying to work at not getting up in the morning and looking at social media immediately. It's not always going to make you happy, I'm going to tell you that. It's like putting on the news immediately. Looking at this post, and it was in a group. It wasn't a personal, it was a post that was made in a group. And then people were all commenting on this post. It's all about COVID, and people can go, and they can stay home if they want to stay home, but the people that want to go to work need to go to work, and they need to open up the country and get it over with by now. And And, you know, wherever you stand with that is wherever you stand right now. We're not arguing where you stand with that, okay? I got my thoughts. You probably have your thoughts. I'm not trying to convince you of how I feel, okay? That's one thing that I don't do in this show is I don't ever convince you of how I feel. I give you the evidence, the information, the perspective to ask yourself, how do you feel about it? Because that's what it's all about, right? So it's like, it's interesting. I was looking at the different arguments that were that were happening within the group in a subset group. So you had like people that were breaking out into these arguments, and then you had other people that were calling each other names. I have never seen people call each other such names in my life. I mean, it gets pretty bad. You know, the other day I had a friend of mine call me and say that she made a comment on Facebook, and she'd gotten involved with, you know, gotten in a heated argument. I know many of you out there have thought about it. You thought about posting, maybe you deleted it, retyped it a different way, deleted it again, retyped it, okay, and you send it kind of homogenized. Well, anyway, this person's like, you know, I just said what I had to say. And the next thing you know, I got people coming after me. She said, I got people coming after me, and she, you know, she did this friend of mine just recently had a child. And she was like, you know, I just recently had a child. People were like, you are a mother. You should be ashamed of yourself for posting this, you know. I'm going to call Child Protective Services on you. So then this started, right? So then these people started going around different ways and then finding her on Instagram and finding her phone number. And then people started calling her saying that they were going to call Child Protective Services on this person. Now, nothing's wrong with her kid. She's done nothing to the kid. She made a political statement on Facebook that had people claiming that they were going to make up child abuse to Child Protective Services to get this child taken away from their household. All because of this post. Now, guys, things are getting out of control, okay? When you can actually jeopardize somebody's life in that way and take that and really go overboard and say, and even say, I'm going to have your kid taken away from you by Child Protective Services. Like, that's a line that just should not be crossed. I mean, yes, if the child is being abused, yes, obviously, there's a reason for Child Protective Services. But when it's not, see, this is where we're going here in society. If I don't want to hear what you have to say, I'm going to put you down. I'm going to say I'm going to kill you. I'm going to go find where you live, or I'm going to make your life a living hell. And this is really happening in our society today. It's really happening. And my thing is, I don't want to get involved with any of this, okay? Like, but I also don't want to step back and not say anything. But I realize there's two sides to every story. There's 100 million sides to every story. And I've also realized that if I get into a screaming match, a typing screaming match on Facebook, it's not going to bode well for my feelings. It's not going to bode well for my mental health, my mental wellness. And what else have I been doing with my life? It is going to waste my time. And it's going to raise my blood pressure. It's going to cause me anxiety and stress. And I'm probably going to have to go to my MD or my general prac to go get something for my anxiety level because I can't stop debating on Facebook. And so what I'm talking about today is that we have to put things in perspective. Facebook has become a three-ring circus. It really has. And there's no elephants, by the way. And the only elephants that are there on Facebook are the elephants that they're trying to save their lives from poaching, which is horrible. And it's something that we have to stop. But to me, the circus isn't fun anymore. I'm not interested. I'm not bringing a gun to a knife fight. Okay, so we got to sit there and think about it. What matters to me? How much am I going to take this seriously? How much am I going to deal with these people? How much do I want this invading my life? And how much does this really matter to me? And I know that some of you, you need to go work out. I don't know what you need to do, but you need to get out of the house and do something. Okay, maybe you need to go to those classes where you like move those big tires and run around and lift really heavy stuff and sweat. Because what you're doing right now is not adding to the quality of people's lives. It's not even adding to your quality of your life. And half the stuff that you're putting out there, half of it's not even real. I mean, I know you think it's real, but the source that you got it from, they manufactured it. And so basically you're taking half of your life's duty to try to regurgitate a manufactured story. It's become a circus. And the circus has very little factual information. How much do you want to get into the circus? You're not getting paid to do this, by the way. Nobody's endorsing you. Nobody's paying you. It's not happening. So why? I'm going to give you some more tips here in just a bit. But, you know, it's time to really talk about history. There's a reason why we have a genealogist here on the show. I know it sounds crazy. We're a self-help show with a historian and a genealogist. Really? Who does that? I do. We do. That's what Live Your True Life does. And here we have Dan Nelson coming on. And Dan is actually going to talk to us today. Well, you know what? We're just going to carry this circus subject all the way through. Okay, let's talk to Dan.
History does tend to repeat itself. And it's interesting, though, when you go back to history and you learn about different stories about people, how people weren't really that different. And at the same time, people were also trying to pursue their dreams and the things that they want to do, no matter how interesting or outlandish it might be. Dan Nelson, our resident genealogist and historian, is here. And Dan, you have a story for us today that's pretty interesting. You got some folks that are leaving their usual work, and it's set in the 1900s, right, or in the 1800s. And it's interesting because some folks are making some major changes to their life, and they're doing something they've always dreamed about doing, and we're talking about circuses. Tell me a little bit more about this.
Yeah, this was an interesting story. This guy named Vernon Pratt, he lived up in Hugo, Oklahoma, and he started a grocery store. And keep in mind, grocery stores weren't like you walk into Walmart today. There were rather small ones. Here's actually a picture of his grocery store. And it was called Pratt Brothers Grocery, and it was a bit of a franchise deal. There were other Pratt Brothers owned by Pratts and some not owned by Pratts, but pretty accomplished as a grocer in that small town. And then he got involved in banking, and he was on the board of directors for the local bank. And then suddenly he decided that instead of being a banker and a grocery store guy, he wanted to be a circus owner. And not your normal switch of careers. But he was probably inspired by the fact that Hugo, Oklahoma, and very few people probably know this unless you live in Hugo or from Hugo, was actually sort of known as the circus capital of the United States. And it's because all the traveling circuses, as many as 22 of them, made their winter quarters in Hugo, Oklahoma. And the reason they did that is when you stop for the season and you're going to go back out next year, you want to be near the middle of the country, so Oklahoma is certainly the middle. You don't want to be too far north where you can't get out because of the weather or you have to deal with freezing conditions for the people and the animals. So Hugo sort of became that place. It was very flat, which was also important when you're setting a circus down. So he had seen these circuses as a kid and as an adult, and he said, you know what, I guess I got enough money, I want to start my own circus instead of be a banker and grocery store. So he started his circus, and it became a big deal. I mean, the town was quite proud of it because it was a circus that was founded in Hugo, not one that just came through and stopped there and hung out for the winter. And so the whole family got involved in it. I mean, he became sort of the elephant trainer guy, and then his daughters, one of them was the one that would do the trick horse riding and those kinds of things. The other was an aerialist, and they sort of took turns at these typical circus acts that, you know, you always think, oh, when you go to the circus, oh, that one's from Russia, or that one, you know, their whole family did it for 10,000 years, you know, whatever. These were just Oklahoma kids that suddenly had to acquire skills to make the circus work. He couldn't afford to import people from Europe. Here's a picture that shows them where he had trained dogs that were part of the circus that he took care of. And so he had a lot of support, and, you know, Hugo really liked having their own circus. So I've got some pictures here because Life Magazine came out and did a story on this family, and their pictures were printed in Life Magazine. So how cool is this? Because it was my client's mother, actually, that these pictures are of her and her sister performing their high wire acts, their aerialist acts. And, you know, not too many of us get to be in Life Magazine, or too many of our ancestors made it out to Life Magazine. So pretty cool thing. Of course, you know, they grew up and got married and eventually stopped performing in the circus, had families of their own. But it was a pretty interesting thing. And actually, Hugo was known as, it had the largest elephant population outside of Africa, of African elephants, because when the winter quarters were there, there were that many elephants all congregated in one place. So today, as we all know, circuses have changed a lot. There aren't that many traveling circuses, and elephants are out of the act. So it's probably not quite the mainstay of Hugo that it might have been back then. May not be bringing in as much hay for the winter.
That's interesting, the circuses. Wow, I mean, what a change of career.
It really is. I mean, Because to me, because my day job before I got into this was I worked in services to retail. So whenever I read about grocery stores and starting up, it's always interesting because, you know, it was a fairly new thing, you know, these small chains. And so it was quite an accomplishment to do that and to become a banker and then just to set that all aside and say, you know what, I want to go have fun, you know. And I mean, that's as crazy as an executive in the business world becoming a genealogist. I mean, who does these things?
I know. Who does this? You know, it's interesting, though, I mean, how you can, you know, follow your dream and do something. And especially with having a family involved is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people do these crazy things, and their family's like, leave me out of it.
Exactly.
You know, leave me out of it. Now, you know, they all wanted to get involved, and they were all part of the act.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more fun.
Yeah, it was a really unique story that, I'm sure they cherished the fact that they had that opportunity to do it. I'm sure there were days they didn't want to get up early or stay up late or practice, just like all teenagers. But in the end, they had a good time with it. And they wouldn't have done it for so long if they didn't enjoy it. So whether it was the physical activity or the applause from the audience, you know, that could be a big driver.
That's true. And it's interesting. I think that there's a lot of folks out there, y'all want to follow your dream of something, you know, and it doesn't mean that you have to completely quit your day job, but it's like finding that, I don't know, that je ne sais quoi, that thing, like I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to check it out. And, you know, it's not about winning or losing. It's not about failing or succeeding. It's about doing something you really like and experiencing it and not looking back with regret.
Yeah, and I think you talked a couple weeks ago when we were together on the show about just taking those baby steps to start to go towards that direction. So read a book, read an article, you know, and, you know, maybe put up a little post-it note that says to do it. And then you pull that post-it note down when you did it and then take another step, because we all have dreams, but if you don't take any steps to them, that the only time you get to visit them is when you're asleep.
Yeah. It's so true. Yeah. It's so true. So I think Dan has helped us to all say that, you know, hey, if there's a dream that's there, if you want to write a book or you want to do something or you want to build something or invent something or whatever, you know, it's time to do it. Check it out. You know, don't worry about it. If it's successful, great. If it's not, it's not a big deal. But it's about doing what you want to do, putting yourself out there, and being cool with living out a dream and seeing what happens.
Yep, absolutely.
Dan, I can't wait to see you next week on the show.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I'll try and come up with something good.
Awesome. I know you will. You always do. I know you'll come up with some good, so I'll see you then.
All right. Thank you.
I love having Dan on the show. You know, having a genealogist and a historian really does work, you know, because history does repeat itself. I mean, we're seeing it just like what they were comparing, you know, the Spanish flu to COVID. I mean, everything does seem to repeat itself. And talking about a circus is just so timely right now, because I do think that social media has become a circus. You know, and I think it's kind of like we're supposed to look at that really shiny object. I think that some of us need some extracurricular activities. I think some of us need to take our rage and anger and figure out how to take that and make it into a positive thing. How do we reprocess that, reconstitute it? I don't know. How do you do it? You know, how do you take water and make wine? Figure it out. We got to figure this out because that's what's going to happen. But, you know, the interesting thing that I want to bring up before we go to break is that we have to ask ourselves, what do we want the outcome to be? That's what I think. Before I ever post anything, because I don't want anybody living in fear, I'm not telling you that you can't say how you feel. That is not what I'm saying here on today's show. I'm not saying that you can't explain your factual information and what you think about. I'm not saying that either. I'm just asking the question, have you thought about what you want the outcome response to be from the people that you post to? Have you thought about it? Have you given it an idea? Do you know what you'd like that to be? And then how do you present that comment in a way that more people might accept that comment or listen to the comment or actually read the comment, right? We have to present it properly. There's a reason why I was in debate. And I did debate for a long period of time throughout high school. I did really well, actually. There's a reason for it. And if you want other people to listen to your concept, there's a way of doing it. We'll talk about that just in the next segment. So stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives. With your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in 2 shakes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about Facebook rage, about how it's really just kind of a culture in our society. It's basically, you know, how we deal with everything. You know, you have people that are responsive. You have people that are argumentative. You have people that try to provide knowledge. You have people that don't know when to stop. You have people that call each other's names. The list goes on. Little fights breaking out. Bigger fights breaking out, you know, people getting crazy and trying to find people and locating them and going to their house. Stuff's really happening, guys. If you don't know what's happening, open up your eyes. It's happening all over, especially all over our country. You know, and it's interesting, you know, I was thinking about the concept of debating. Now, in order to debate, you have to listen to the other person clearly. You have to hear what they're saying. Then you have to respond, right? And in the response can't be angry, full of rage. The response can't be full of name-calling. And it can't be reaction. That's what a debate is. Lincoln-Douglas debate, check it out. It's what debate's about, right? I mean, it's like, okay, you have this plan, I have this plan. We're both going for the same value argumentation here. If I'm struggling, if I'm trying to win justice and social ramifications, this is my thought process of what justice is. What are yours? Okay, that's how we debate. Now, name calling and fighting dirty and then not reading what other people are putting out there, that's not debate. I don't know what that is. I think that's just like I'm angry and I have resentment and I really need to blow off some steam because this is where I'm going to blow off my steam at. So debate and blowing off steam, two different things. You know, name calling, two different things. But, you know, I got some ideas, though. If you feel compelled to do this, I really want you to ask you, though, What do you want to get out of it? What's the reason for it? What do you want out of it? Think about that, the end game, before you ever write the first comment. Think about end game before you ever write the first comment, right? This is long game, not short game. Long game, not short game. I want you to also think about Does this add to my quality of life? I want you to ask that question. Does this add to my quality of life? And if it does, great. That's awesome. If it doesn't, then how do we limit down the amount of interaction or the amount of time that we're using on this platform? Also, if you're beginning to get angry about what you're reading, you may want to start looking for groups of people that actually believe in what you believe in. I've realized that there are tribes for everybody. If you want to find someone that actually believes in what you believe in, you can easily find it on social media. You can easily find it on Facebook. And you can actually integrate in that group. You can be able to comment in the group freely. People will probably, you know, friendly debate you on small little subsections of that comment. But, you know, you're not going to have an all-out brawl. You know, I also think the other thing that you want to think about is, you know, finding those communities that you can thrive. You know, and thinking about, even if I win this, is this a real victory or an empty victory? I've realized that most people aren't going to change their thought process or logic based on anything that is said. And, you know, honestly, too, it's funny. It's like when you do actually get somebody interested or connected, usually what happens is they won't ever remember that you were the one that gave them the information. Okay? That's just the way life is. They won't ever remember that you gave them the information, and they're sure the heck not going to give you credit for it. So again, another thankless victory. And I think we really need to think about that, because I can think of other ways to use my time, but I am not downplaying anybody that wants to do this. I'm just saying, use your time wisely. And you know, the last part of things that I want to discuss today is just saying, hey, what I've realized that is that a lot of times we take a lot of things really serious that aren't that serious. We need to put things in perspective. If you have a good beat on things and you're feeling good about it, why do we have to convince others that we're right? And the other thing, too, is that I'm going to tell you one thing, is that there's a lot of people out there that probably side with what you're saying. There's just a lot of people that don't want to say it. There's a reason why they call this the silent majority. There's a lot of reasons for it. But you need to let that go as well and say, okay, I'm okay with the fact of me believing in my own thoughts. I'm okay with me getting the knowledge that I get, and I'm feeling good about the sources of knowledge that I have. You've also got to connect with your gut and your reasoning and believe in what you believe in. But you know, I've realized one thing. I'm not going to believe in a doctrine. I'm not going to believe in a law in stone. I like it because my theory is I can always change and augment what I believe based on the knowledge that I receive. A learning person and a wise person will change and augment their philosophy over time based on knowledge they receive. That's what we call learning. It's an ebb and flow. We learn, we get. It's up to you. I enjoy doing the show live. Been doing it for so long. It's awesome. So glad to be here. I care about you, the Live Your True Life listener. You're amazing. Keep being amazing and do what you want to do and get your truth out there. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time. Free shakes. CreateYourCause.org started with a passion. A passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you, who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding, and we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money, using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.